Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hip-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, the Irish Times has published an opinion poll, and we have Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, with us to talk about that and about other developments in the ongoing general election campaigns. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, what does the poll tell us about public opinion?
So, largely as you were, not a huge amount of shock in this one. So it was done with 1,200 people on the 12th and 13th of November, so during the campaign itself, in-person interviews as well. And what it shows is Fine Gael is the most popular party in the country on 25%, though down 2 points. 6 points clear of their nearest rivals. Sinn Féin is down one in this to 19. Fianna Fáil level at 19. Independents probably the big winners. Now, when we say independents, it also includes others, the other parties. So Independent Ireland, which is a party of independents, is included in that. They're up 4 to 20%.
Now, how did they do it? Because, I mean, there'll be some obvious successful independents like the Healy Rays in Kerry, for example, and then you'll have other no-hoper independents. So do they present them in various constituencies with the ballot paper? Is that how they
Largely how. So it's in-home interviews for this one. Rather than an actual ballot paper, it's in-home interviews. Who is your first preference likely to go for? It's done at 120 different sampling points, I think, across the country for this particular one from Ipsos and B&A. So that's how the methodology goes, rather than sample ballot papers. Some of the others, just to run through, no other party on more than 5%. Labour's down 1 to 5. Soc Dems unchanged at 4. Greens down 2 to 3. Ain Tú up 2 to 3. And People Before Profit level at 2.
When you look at the way the support breaks down, for example, in social class, the ABC ones, Fine Gael dominates there, 29 to 18 for Fianna Fáil, 13 for Sinn Féin. For farmers, Fine Gael 42%, Fianna Fáil 19% and 10% for Sinn Féin. Even Stephen kind of on the gender breakdown. And then in terms of age, Sinn Féin have a domination in the younger age cohort, 18 to 24s, and then the older they get, the more likely they are to support the traditional parties.
Exactly. So you have 38% of 18 to 24 year olds voting for Sinn Féin, and it goes down incrementally, 25% of the 25 to 34 year olds. And then when you get to the over 35s, it's 32% Fianna Fáil, 30% Fine Gael. Fine Gael is just 12% support on the 18 to 24 year olds. And the independents, those in middle age, interestingly, of the 35 to 49, most likely to vote for independent or other candidates at 36%. So there is a definite age gap and divide as you go through the figures on it.
Now, looking at the party leaders and how well they are approved of by the electorate, Simon Harris still top, although a drop of 5 from 55 to 50, still top of the poll.
Absolutely, 50% support, so very clearly the most popular party leader in the country, although quite a significant drop. Micheál Martin down 2 to 45, Mary Lou McDonald up 1 to 30, and Roderick O'Gorman, interestingly, up 4 to 21%. The government as a whole just down 1 to 39. So good news overall for Simon Harris. I mean, it's funny, it's one of those polls overall with both the leaders and the overall figures where you look at it and you wonder, in 2 weeks' time, we're going to say, was this the start of a decline for them? Whereas Fine Gael would say, look, we are very clear water ahead of the other parties. There is a 6 point gap after 1 week of campaigning, in which most of the controversies were about Fine Gael, small as they were.
Now, we play a little clip of something the Irish Times posted of Simon Harris being harassed on the campaign trail about housing. And there are two reactions when you see all the comments. One is, good on you, mate, the guy who's having a go at Harris. And others saying, well handled, Harris.
Yeah, I think a pretty split in the different parts of the video as well, because in the start of it, he's having a go at Harris, and Harris is sort of having a go back, saying, well, you're not letting me speak, cutting across him and all that. And I know a lot of the communications people would say, don't ever do that. You don't argue with somebody who's having a go with you. Let them have their rant and move on. But then at the end, he gave quite a reasoned, you know, approach to their argument on housing. Shows the big difference, I think, from 4 years ago when the government was running from anything to do on housing, whereas this time they can say, well, actually, we're going to approach 40,000 homes. We've done this, that and the other. So he didn't shirk away from it. He spent quite a lot of time with your man as well. And the fellow on the street wouldn't shake his hand in the end of all that. But it shows, like you say, the mixed response. There's very divided opinions on whether this government is worth returning or not. And when you look at the overall figures in this poll, 47% of people are supporting the outgoing government party. So there's every chance they're going to be back in.
Now, the big story, I suppose, from the nomination of candidates is Gerry Hutch, so-called the monk, is running in Dublin Central. He describes himself in his nomination papers as a consultant.
Today we have two very special guests on our programme, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavour, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
That's a euphemistic way of putting it, isn't it? Consultant of what?
But what else would he put?
I know, yeah.
I mean, the consultant is a catch-all. There are so many consultants, some of whom are behind bars, by the way. But consultant is a catch-all.
Consultant, sole trader, you wondered what he put down. That's what he put in the end. Nicola Tallant getting a very good scoop. She was on Breakfast Office this morning and getting the interview with him, and that will be fascinating because I think that's how he will fight this campaign. It will be through very select interviews. It was funny, he was talking to someone in a party this morning saying he's probably going to be the only person in the country who, if he goes door-to-door, will get 100% approval rating because absolutely no one will say, I'm not voting for you, Gerry. Not a chance. Fascinating in Dublin Central. Most of the people think, look, he'll get a whack of votes, maybe 2,000 or 3,000, won't go a huge amount further than that. But we've seen stranger things. You look at Trump, you look at a Pablo Escobar kind of a figure in the past, got elected to Congress in Colombia. So who
interesting
knows?
Though, Mary Lou MacDonald, obviously, and you wonder whether with all the Jonathan Dowdle stuff and all that, so on, whether she is primarily Hutch's target. She was talking about yesterday, she clearly giving out about the idea of a known criminal running for election and said it was down to our electoral laws to sort that kind of thing out. But she didn't put a tooth in it. She roundly condemned the idea of Hutch running.
Yeah, and she'd come into a bit of criticism on the campaign trail because some of the reporters who have been embedded with her had asked the question a number of times and she hadn't really engaged with it. There seemed to be that from a few politicians in the area who were like, let's not give this guy oxygen, let's not give it the attention that maybe it doesn't deserve and sort of glamorise him running. Yesterday couldn't have been more.
Neil Ring said, oh, anyone's entitled to run. I remember that's a few weeks ago when it was touted. Originally, and as if he had no criticism to offer of the career of Gerry Hutch. It's quite strange.
Really strange. And then you speak to some of the others. Gary Gannon, for example, who I remember the first time I interviewed Gary Gannon as a councillor, it was about drugs in the inner city and the scourge, and he was nearly in tears talking about it when he was trying to get elected as to what it had done to his community. So there will be a backlash towards Gerry Hutch running. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Mary Lou MacDonald, pretty unequivocal, saying she had been one of the strongest critics of Hutch and of criminality in her constituency down throughout the years. It is sort of fascinating because obviously, look, he hasn't had a conviction since the 80s, I think, in this country, and that's why he is entitled to run. If you have a conviction of more than 6 months, that is what disbars you. Interestingly, if he were to be elected, but let's say this case in Lanzarote progressed and he was convicted, he could then be kicked out of the Dáil, but it would have to be a sentence of more than 6 months. So as of now, on our electoral laws, perfectly entitled to, which seems a bit mad.
Yeah, now you're calling it with Ivan Yates, and what are you calling in Dublin Central, can you remember?
Dublin Central, we are calling, so Mary Lou MacDonald will be safe, even though her vote will probably be down, split by the fact that they have two candidates plus others in the field, anti-immigration, all that sort of stuff. Pascal Donoghue will hold on to his seat. And then you've got two in play, and there's probably three into those, where you have Gary Gannon, Nasa Horrigan of the Green Party, and Claire Daly, obviously the Independent for Change former MEP. I think Claire Daly will probably take a seat, even though she didn't poll incredibly well in that part of the constituency in the Dublin Euros. She had about 8 or 9%. The wild card is Hutch. You've got other candidates like Malachy Steenson who are anti-immigration, who will clog up the early counts, but I don't see ultimately being there.
Well, this is the joy of PR, is that the votes eventually come home somewhere.
They do in a lot of cases, but when you see an anti-immigration candidate or a Hutch, do those votes continue or will it be a sole protest vote? Will people go and give him the number one and then not continue down the line would be the difficulty with it. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Ivan's made a lot of calls. A lot of them have been very, very dodgy. But I think Dublin Central probably has fairly right.
Now, this text. I'm amused how much you put into polls. Did the US elections not show you anything? And by the way, who do they actually poll?
Yeah, that it's a fair point. And if you look at the polls last time, they were totally off. We had Fianna Fáil, I think we're on 30% heading into the last election. And interestingly, there was a side poll to this one yesterday done of Galway West. So the Gráinne Seoghaire constituency, TG Cahir did this. And it last night had her in a real battle to actually take a seat when a lot of people thought
she'd be. This is supposed to be a safe seat.
This is supposed to be a safe seat. I mean, it's Éamon O'Caoimh's seat, safe Fianna Fáil seat. And on the numbers, there's a Fianna Fáil seat there. It's herself and Councillor John Connolly who are running both on 7%, which places them well ahead of the chasing pack. It shows Mairead Farrell of Sinn Féin in quite a lot of trouble. Fine Gael challenging for two, and then the independents, Catherine Connolly and Noel Grealish holding. But I also went back to look at the TG Cahir poll that they did the last time around, and it had both the Greens and the Social Democrats taking a seat and Fine Gael taking two, and it was that didn't come to pass at all. Neither took a seat. Fine Gael only had one. Mairead Farrell doubled what she had in this poll in the actual election itself. So that shows the volatility of polls like this, with a margin of error of 4%.
Now, the wisdom of having the election in November rather than in February, I mean, this coming February could be the winter of our discontent, because Forza General Secretary Kevin Callan has predicted industrial action across the health service in the new year.
Yeah, and there could well be. Look, there's a lot of issues in the health service and in the health sector that the government didn't want to have to face, frankly, and didn't want to have to be put through all of that heading into then a February election. The issues are still going to come up. Interestingly, that health is more of an issue, according to this poll, than even housing. So the biggest issue for people reflected in the Irish Times poll was cost of living, 30%, which mirrors what we saw in the US, that was the big issue and what people went out for. Health was next on the list at 17%. House prices, or 18% for health, rather. House prices, 17%. Immigration, just 9%. So big change from what we saw in the locals and Europeans. But it is up there for people. Health is a funny one. We saw this in the Red Sea poll at the weekend. Not a lot of people believe any party can solve it. It's become so big and unwieldy over the years. And it looks like housing is migrating into that territory
as well. I'm just wondering about cost of living as well. Do we have a more sophisticated understanding of how, for example, the war in Ukraine impacts on energy prices and cost of living? The Americans are very insular anyway in their own thinking. Everything revolves about the United States.
And And it's slightly different over there as well. Like, even when we were seeing the fuel prices rocketing here, it wasn't as bad in the US because they have different sources of oil and all that sort of stuff. So it wasn't as bad here. Look, people understand, I think. And I always thought a Trump victory helps the government parties. I thought they will go out and they'll canvass and say, look at this fellow over here. He's going to be terrible for FDI. You have to choose someone who's solid on the economy. The economy coming up as, I think, only 6% of people saying it was their top issue, though that kind of ties into cost of living. So overall, more than a third of the electorate saying cost of living, economy, that's what I'm going to vote on, what's in my pocket at the end of the month.
Now, what's on the menu today from the parties?
Quite a bit. We've got interesting crime launches, and this is obviously touched on with James Brown, the junior minister in the Department of Justice, on Breakfast. Fianna Gael in particular, I think, and Fianna Fáil both talking about facial recognition technology and really expanding that in the new government, giving it to Gardaí, allowing them to use it live in missing persons cases and in cases of national security. So that's where they're at. Social Democrats are doing a housing launch. Labour are talking about the health service. The People Before Profit are going into their manifesto in a bit more detail on free public transport for everybody, and then Sinn Féin outlining plans to invest in rural Ireland. So a smattering of policy launches, but it's interesting, everyone I'm talking to, all on the doors, not a whole lot of excitement about the campaign so far.
I wonder, will Gerry Hutch have a manifesto on what he's have to say about crime?
That'll be an interesting one. I'll be tuning in very keenly to what Nicola Tallant has to ask him on that. Would he be, as someone put it, the only candidate in the country to encourage less guards? I think it was Alan Shatter saying that to Henry McKean during the week.
All right, Sean Defoe, a News Talk's political correspondent. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.